Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Friday, and this is our paranormal show. Today is the 26th of January, 2018. So let's clear the date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Uh-oh. Something's happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Wow, 1, 2, there we go. That's balanced out now. Okay, and let's bring up the light bean on your monitor screen to energize it with wonderful peace and source energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, if something, one of those bad letters in the mail, possibly, or a bad phone call, or you have some physical problem, let's release that from you, the timeline, see if it'll give you some relief. So I'm going to count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I think Ann's out of the VBS studio dressing rooms and voice tuning room. And I guess you're all looking pretty good to be on the radio. So back to you.
Okay. Hello, Ron. Welcome, everyone. As Ron said, it is January 26th, 2018. It's Friday evening, so that means it's our Paranormal Friday show. If you have any questions about odd things that have happened, or you're just wondering if there's a way, perhaps through the Creation Light Ship healings, they could be fixed or changed or adjusted, send those in, and Ron will answer those for you tonight. If you're a new listener, a welcome to you. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There are some wonderful healings and a lot of information on there. It's a very beautiful website. We also have, if you came on to the show through the BBS, also very beautiful webpage, there's a link there that says Fast Chat that you can contact us through. And also there's a lot of information and tips about healings. And just today our wonderful administrator put a link to the recording of Ron bringing in the 12 source energies. So some people were having a hard time finding that on YouTube or being able to download it so they could listen to it for themselves on their phone or their computer. So now it is on the Fast Chat page. So during the show, you can, again, click that button to send us a message or a question, and you may also send an email at any time to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll be able to read those on the radio or whichever co-host, so we love hearing from people. So, Ron, I guess this date was a little bit of a tough one to clear, and that happens once in a while. Was that something to do with the date or something to do with those of us listening tonight?
It's probably the date, so something maybe awful happened in history or her story, you know, going back, so... anyway, so...
I know, just some nights seem tougher, and other nights you seem to just breeze right through the clearing, so it's interesting to note. So if anyone was not having such a hot day today, I'm going to guess they feel better now, and we'd love to hear from people who maybe feel a little better from those wonderful clearings Ron does all the time at the beginning of the show. And also, Ron always activates a light being, and the light being is in a lot of places. There is a picture on the BBS page. There is a picture on the CLS chat page. There's a picture on the website. And all that means is you can put that picture on your phone or whatever device you're using, and you'll be receiving peace energy through that, which you'll also be receiving by listening to this show and hearing Ron's voice. But that sort of amps it up a bit for all of us, and it's a nice treat. Okay, Ron, so we have a few paranormal things, and I thought we'd start with those, even though we also have some questions and some testimonials. But since it's Friday, we'll start with the paranormal, okay?
Great.
Okay, this just came in. Hi, Ron. There is an extremely large object being seen very close to the sun. However, it is tethered in place, not moving. Do you have any idea what or who it could be? Thank you.
At this moment, no.
Okay. And we had two people write in about movies, which we've done that quite a bit. On these shows, people recommend movies that kind of back up or reinforce the things, I would say, that Ron has told us in the past. And so I just wanted to share. Well, one of them is a movie called Cowboys and Aliens, which I have seen. It's from 2011. And have you seen that one, Ron? Does that ring a bell at all?
I remember seeing a scene in it, one scene, one picture. So I did see it, but all I have is like one still picture.
Right.
Well, of it, so.
It's good in that it's like a Western, you know, because it takes place in the Old West, and something weird starts happening. I don't want to give spoilers, and it ends up being aliens are nearby, and they're stealing gold from Earth, which is one of the things you've talked about. And so it was quite an entertaining movie, and unfortunately, based upon what I know from what you have told us, Ron, pretty true about aliens and what's going on, and they're experimenting on us and eating us and all sorts of horrors. So it's entertaining, but also, you know, disturbing. And here's another one. Hi, Ron and all. I hadn't seen the movie Interstellar from 2014, but recently did. Although the plot is very complicated to me, this movie basically seemed to be about timelines as well as looping. There are more opinions than you can count on the internet about the meaning of this movie. Have you seen it?
I believe I saw it, but again, I don't have any real, I can't bring anything forward on the movie.
Right, right, because you're in the moment, and we understand that. But anyway, those are interesting. And then we have... This is an interesting situation, and we've had questions like this before. Good evening, all. Every now and then, my dogs, singly or together, stare at a corner or space in a room. Sometimes it's my bedroom, my mother's bedroom, down a hallway, or in our family room. When this is happening, they will look at us when called, but they go right back to staring at whatever it is. They don't bark, they don't seem frightened, but it freaks us out when it happens. I suspect an entity. I did a space clearing for my bedroom and am working on the other spaces in the house. Sometimes when the dogs think we're not around, they'll howl out the window at something we simply cannot see. If we walk in on them when this is happening, they immediately stop howling and act like nothing is wrong. Kind of like the barking cat, you know? Any comments or helpful hints? Thank you.
Oh, boy. I'm not... I'm not able to see what they're connecting to.
Do you think the listener's right that it's probably entities, though?
It's something. It's, you know, it may not be a human type of emotional body, it may be something else that they're looking at.
I wonder, well, the space clearing will probably help a lot, right?
It's a good possibility, yes. If the thing leaves, then the space clearing, you know, it's hard to say what happens, you know, the chicken or the egg. So let's just see that this thing can listen to your thoughts. So we'll just take that as the first premise, okay? And now you're deciding to do the space clearing. Well, it doesn't really want to have light come to it, so it may just leave automatically, which is what your you know, the outcome of what you want to have happen is happening. And it may not want to come into your room again or your house because of you doing that one space clearing. But there's no guarantee that it, may want to come back at some future time unless it's found a better place to suck energy from or to get energy. So back to you.
Okay. Now, recently, the past few months when you put new earth energy into our homes for us and people have been running the light infusion healing chamber to keep that energy clear and active for themselves, it just occurred to me, this listener, I believe, because they do write in, has done the entity clearing for herself. Therefore, she could, as you generously have given us, the ability to do entity clearings for her dogs as well. Could you ever do an entity clearing for a room in your home? Would that work if you have the whole entity clearing?
Normally, entities are attachments to you. That's why it's a whole lifetime clearing. You could do it, on the special clearing. But that's still a whole life. Let me see here. I would do the space clearing.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. You're already doing that. Yeah. I just thought that perhaps that might work. So an entity isn't as likely to, say, be attached to, I don't know, your dishwasher or your bed, or it's going to be more around people.
Typically, it's going to be around people, yes. Uh-huh.
Or your dogs. Okay. I just thought I'd ask.
You know, but other energies could come in that are alien, okay, and they're not, an emotional body. They're not a energetic body. They could be something else. But with that, you need to get onto the eliminate, alien attack page.
Yeah, that's...
Work with that, you know.
Yeah, that is... You will just feel like you have a clean house if you do that. It's for some reason... It keeps coming to me that could be a vortex situation in this person's house, and that would
that's possible too. Yeah,
yeah.
We don't know, and things could happen. Your house could be perfectly fine, and all of a sudden, you got these vortexes, in different rooms and things. And maybe a year ago, your house was fine, and now you have stuff happening. So it's kind of hard to say what could be going on, but there's something happening there. The dogs aren't moving, and they're not growling. So,
they're just watching something. It sounds like.
yeah.
Okay. Well, keep us informed, because that's very interesting. Okay, I'm going to read, again, we still welcome any paranormal, particularly tonight, so we'd love to hear from people if they have any other, strange things going on. And meantime, I'm going to read a couple of testimonials that came in, Ron. Ron, thank you for the extra special healing on my eyes. I felt pins coming out of my right eye, and then the eye healing went a lot deeper. The results for me are remarkable. Can see twice as well now. No pain or congestion in my eyes. I am working better and getting twice as much done more than normal. Driving at night is becoming easy, and the improvement is continuing. This healing was what I needed. So thank you, Ron. The healings you give us are always perfect. And that is in reference to the January 25th, yesterday, clone removal call that you did. I don't know if you have any memory of that, Ron, but that was great.
Yeah, I do recall it. Yeah, so that's good. Wonderful.
And we have another testimonial about yesterday's call as well. Hello, Ron. Thank you for the wonderful, powerful healing you did for us on yesterday's call. You always provide so much more than expected, and I appreciate your generosity. I felt the pin removals from our necks and eyes very strongly. As someone else commented, my eyes started watering. Today my eyes feel more relaxed and did not get as tired as they usually would. Thank you.
Now, that's great.
Yes, so what these people are writing in about, in case you're not aware, is that Ron does a lot of live healing calls. He's been doing one, sometimes two, very special calls, usually on a Saturday recently, and every month he does four calls Tuesday through Friday every week, and then he does seven-hour calls three Sundays of the month, and a four-hour call on one Saturday. So that information is always on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. For this month, the month of January, the last of these live calls of the month, or well, there might be a couple, I think the 31st is next Wednesday or something, so there'll be Tuesday and Wednesday. But the last of the seven-hour calls is this Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you're still welcome to join Ron on that call. You can sign up for it on the website, pay for it there, and you don't even have to actually be on the call. You can be a registered absentee person, and you will receive all of the healings just as if you were to call in. And Ron always charges a lot of water for us, and it's quite an experience to do a live Creation Lightship healing call. Is there anything else you want to say more about the calls, Ron?
Well, a lot of times I'll change the venue a little bit of the call because maybe some people might need something additional, or possibly just things will be changing with maybe source energy viewing what's happening to the planet here. So we'll change some of the energy to conform more to source energy. But yeah, a lot of the calls now, I've been doing additional healing besides what the call was intended for. So that's what happened on the last call with the eyes, taking pins out of the eyes. And that call was for releasing the, it's like the alien parasitic life forms in a sense. It's your clone replicas. But things do change sometimes. So, and that's why there are a lot of calls. Back to you.
Right. Yes, Ron, they are so wonderful. Okay. Okay. Oh, on someone wrote in a warning to people to pay attention to the date on January 31st, which is upcoming, 2018. I don't really want to say this because in the past we've said it and it doesn't feel good to people what's actually going on, but Ron has a wonderful planet cord removal clearing where you can disconnect yourself from planets and the moon. So if you feel anything going on that date, connected to any planets or moons, that would be a very good healing to do. Some people are aware of what's happening, I don't know, astrologically or astronomically, however you say that, and therefore know that they need to clear certain things, and other people are oblivious, and therefore we don't want to inadvertently cord people to things. Right, Ron, would you say? We don't want to talk too much about these things that are happening.
Yeah, typically, yeah, because you may start searching and looking, and
right,
you know, that's going to connect you to something. But the whole thing is to as you start hearing this information, you need to realize that they're talking about the old Earth, okay, which is not in the now, and it's run by the, you know, the laws, we'll say, of cause and effect. So when you hear all this stuff happening, that doesn't exist on what I'll call the new Earth that was created by source energy, which is in the now. So once you kind of get over the hump of knowing that, yeah, I don't really want to, I know this stuff is real because all prophecies are real and it will manifest. It may not happen on your timeline, but on somebody else's, it could. But then once you start understanding that, yeah, you don't want to be involved with it, then you need to get more into the peace energy and in the present moment. And that's where your spirit lives. So I guess it's like, do you want to like stay in the parking lot of Disneyland and just watch and observe people, you know, coming in and out of their cars? Or do you want to go through those gates and pay your money and have probably a wonderful time in duality and get excited and whatever else happens? Then, you know, that's what you can do too. So it's up to you to choose. Remember, the more you're in duality, the more you're going to bring situations to you, your family members, your pets and animals, and everything else that you're dealing with. So you always want to hold that energy of peace. So back to you.
Right. We want to be calm and peaceful so we bore the aliens, right, Ron? We want to be boring.
Yeah, boring to them, yeah.
Okay, here's a definitely paranormal question. If someone is directing demons towards you in your home to attack you, what clearings can you use to stop them from entering your home and keep them away from you?
Well, you probably want to do a house clearing, you know. If someone is doing something to you, you know, we have the dark side practitioner. And how are they interfacing their energy with you and why? So you may want to look at that to see what other clearings you may have. But basically, they're in duality, and if you're in duality, you know, you're going to have stuff going on with you in your life. And remember that that energy of the emotions is a very strong energy, and it can harm you. So stay in peace, and you may have a much better outlook on it, because then you're connected to source energy and you're not on the timeline that they're bringing forth. So the ideal situation would be to stay in peace, and more than likely it won't affect you. But because, in a sense, you're human, you will probably bounce back into duality, and then that will be the energy could fall upon you. So it's... I'm sure we have listeners here that have been doing the clearings for a while. Remember, the clearings that you have, that we have on the website, the whole lifetime ones are for your internal stuff. That's what you want to get rid of, for sure. And then we have clearings for the external, where somebody is trying to do something to you. So you need to get rid of the internal first, and then maybe they won't resonate to the external energies. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Okay, someone has a question about being on a mission with the Sovereign Soldiers. how does this reconcile with us being on timelines and in the new earth? Should we quit if we want to stay on the new earth as much as possible?
Well, the time-traveling soldiers are in the now when they're battling. So you're not in really duality. They're in the now. What's coming to you as far as a ship to cause harm, that's in duality. So it's, for myself, not being connected now to duality, the old earth, it's a little more difficult because I really cannot view a lot of those energies that people are talking about. I do know about the time-traveling soldiers, and I know what they're doing as far as helping out. But as far as a complete understanding of what they're doing and to actually go out and view and look at and sample what they're doing, I no longer do that. So they're there to help you, and they're actually to help the earth. Everything that we're doing is helping the earth, because that's a larger manifestation than what the people are. So the earth needs to come into full light. So we're helping the old earth to do some of that energy work. And then at that point, it'll also resonate back into you again. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, Ron, and, you know, since you've been describing your place of being on this pristine, clear new earth, I think if something tries to grab my attention, I think, well, where Ron is, when he looks at the earth, he doesn't see, I think I'm right, you don't see violence, you don't see abuse, child abuse, animal abuse, all the things that go on that people get excited and upset about or try to fix or help or heal. You're just seeing a big picture, I guess, and looking at the earth like, and you're separate from it like a movie, but you're not really seeing details. You're just seeing how do we clear this place out. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not watching or seeing the duality of what's going on. So
you're just seeing the physical earth and the beings on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And who's in darkness and who's in light.
Yeah, and there's no judgment there.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. A listener wrote in for a suggestion for the person that is under attack, who just wrote in, suggestion to do the soul family connection if someone is sending them demons, and that's a good point. It's likely to be a soul family member and also dark side practitioner. And that's a great suggestion, and I would add, on the soul family disconnection, one of the options is psychic billboard, and I feel when you're running that, your soul family can't see you as well or as easily, and therefore it's harder for them to connect to you.
Yeah, and then also get out the timeline of that. So, you know, you could be on the demon timeline of not even knowing about what's going on, but it's affecting you. So whatever you find is going on your life that you may not like, then you know you need to get off of those timelines. So it doesn't matter how it's coming to you, or, you know, as far as what person or organization or whatever it is, you know, it's coming to you. And if you react and respond to it, that means that you have something inside of you that's being activated by this, and so you want to release it out of yourself also. You know, it could be a possibility that maybe, we'll say there's two people in the house, and one person's feeling attacked and can see whatever it's seen, and the other person may not even know what's going on and look at the person like, what do you mean you're being attacked? I'm not being attacked. So that means that it would be your issue, in a sense, but the other person doesn't relate to it and doesn't exist for them. So it's always best to see how those energies are interfacing with you. You know, how do they come into your life? What's your past like? You know, your past history or her story. And, you know, start doing clearings on the, you know, internal energies, like we say, the whole lifetime clearings. Start there and start releasing the stuff out of you, and maybe what you're sensing will go away. It could be even brought forth on an old timeline. Maybe somebody is doing some work on you, you know, with those energies 1,000 years ago, and you're just picking it up now like you think it's real in this lifetime. May not be so. So back to you.
Okay. I just want to, instead of waiting till the end of the show here, I just want to remind people that next month, wow, it's coming soon, early in the month even, Ron is going to be appearing live in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. The date is February 9th, which is a Friday, through the 12th, and they have their own website, Conscious Life Expo, so you can get all the details about how much it costs and parking and if you want to stay there. And Ron will, of course, be there in person the whole 3 days, and the Monday after, he's even doing a talk. So it's almost like 4 days. And it's really fun. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet Ron. And what he does is set up a room, a little room with chairs in it, and he brings in source energy. So you can sit in the room for 10-minute periods throughout the weekend and receive healing energy. And it's a really wonderful opportunity. And then he has two more expos coming up, one in New York City in March. That's the 16th through the 18th, and that one's called the New Life Expo. And then he has one in the San Francisco area called the New Living Expo, April 27th through 29th. And the reason I'm mentioning all three is, first of all, you could make some plans and go if you can get to any one of those three. I recommend it very highly. They're really great. But also, if you cannot go, you can send Ron your picture along with a $200 donation. And with that, your picture will be in that light infusion chamber for all three of those weekends. And for the whole time the light infusion chamber is up, you will be receiving that healing energy. And it's a wonderful experience. No one sees the picture but Ron. But you will get the energy, and Ron's always done that. It's normally $100 per expo, so $200 for all three is a deal, and I really recommend it. And someone had the question, Ron, do you think you'll record your lectures over this coming expo?
I would say more than likely.
Yeah.
The problem is, the only problem that I'm seeing is that that hotel doesn't always have coverage with the cell phone. I know in the lobby you got certain places where you can get coverage. Up in the rooms, I'm not sure, but, we can give it a shot here. So, yeah, and if somehow it doesn't work, then I'll just refund the money to people. But we'll just assume that it's going to work. Because I know it has worked in the motel rooms where you're staying. But in the lobby, it doesn't. So maybe it's only in the lobby, and we're on the second or third floor doing these events. So back to you.
Okay. And by the way, Ron's lectures or workshops, talks that he's given in the past are on his YouTube channel, which is under Ron Amatron on YouTube. And if you haven't gone there and explored, there are a lot of wonderful videos there. You can listen for hours. And you'll really enjoy those. And, of course, every year they're updated with the latest information. And I'm sure this year's are going to be really exciting. So I know Ron will try to record those so we can all join in, even if we aren't able to go to the expo. Okay, another question here, Ron. Is doing any online clearing, does any online clearing take you off timelines or just put you into neutral so you need to follow up with doing timeline crashes?
Yeah, it won't affect the timelines that's running. It could take you off of one timeline that you're on because then you're going back into peace energy. You could be on multiple timelines that you may not know about, but it's connected to your body, so you could be off of one of multiple timelines. Remember, most of the timelines that you're on, you know, could have 1,000 to maybe 1,000,000 timelines that are the same thing, copy and pasted. So, you know, it depends how much energy you have on that timeline. You know, how much is your fear? You know, the more fear or anxiety that you have or emotional energy, maybe even pain energy, there's going to be more timelines. So you're creating more timelines by being in fear. So the aliens are manifesting that for you. And you're actually the one that's responsible for not being on it. But if you have fear, then naturally, or anxiety or some emotional situation going on, then by all means, you're creating the energy for the aliens to use your energy to create the timelines. So you are creating the timelines with your own energy, because the aliens don't have a whole lot of creativity there and manifesting ability. So they need some raw energy to use to create timelines for you, and you're giving them that energy because you're in the emotionality of something. And so when you do a clearing and you get into the peace energy, whatever timeline you were on before you did that, then you're now at peace with that timeline. So that could be being at work, could be walking down the street, whatever you're doing. Once you turn that into peace, then you're no longer being, say, activated, motivated, walking on that timeline. You're in peace energy. So in a sense, you could say that timeline became frozen or stopped. And if you have it stopped for quite a long time, if the these unwanted universal travelers are scratching their head, we'll say, wondering why they're not getting the energy from you, they may just give up on you and go to somebody else. But the bottom line is that you need to become responsible, you know, for what's happening with you on this planet. And that's why timeline crashing and the whole lifetime clearings are so good, because you're taking control of your life and you're creating a new reality once you get rid of the programs that are attached to you, making you do different things, just like the robotic programs and the mind looping. So that's why we have clearings to help you. So it's up to you to move forward to start doing some clearings to get yourself extricated from the control of something outside of yourself. So back to you.
Okay. Let me just see. We're getting some emails in. Thank you, everyone, for writing in. We do appreciate it. Okay, satellite timeline crash. I have that up most of the time. It seems to be like a general timeline crash because if I'm able to stay in the new Earth easily, is this possible or is it a hologram? So they feel that the satellite timeline crash helps them stay on the new Earth more easily.
I guess that could be true.
Okay. Okay, I wanted to read another testimonial for the object clearing. Hello, Ron. I have some essential oil products that I enjoy using on my skin. They're high quality and very soothing. However, I am so delighted that I took the time to object clear each one. What a change. They're upgraded beyond anything I could have imagined feeling. The next morning, as I put them on my face, I knew immediately, wow, now this is helping my skin.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Remember, when you do any type of like water activations or anything like that on the website, it's in the now and it's bringing you what you need at that particular moment. That's why, you know, if you do water charging, I say, well, it's typically only good for one day because the next day is a different day and you might be, you know, working on a different issue or something. And sometimes that water could work longer, you know, because you may not change too much over a couple of days, but you still want to have, you know, all that you can get out of the water in the present moment for you when you activate it. That's why you want to do it on a daily basis. And when you do the water charging on our Wednesday calls, that's already taken into account. So it's connected to you for the day that you're choosing to drink that glass of water. And then it'll bring you the special light codes for you that you need in your body for that day. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So on Wednesday, I believe it was, you were talking about Janina's face and looking at it, and someone wrote in, Ron said, looking into Janina's eyes are like looking into the universe. I looked into the light being's eyes on the free gold oxygen clearing and saw the very same thing Ron was talking about.
Yeah, very good.
And that's a good reminder that on the top of the website, just through the end of this month, but if you haven't been doing it, you still are invited to go in there and do the, it's the alien oxygen code, but the purpose of the healing that Ron gave us is to receive gold energy, which is a way to send source energy to us, and it feels really wonderful. I'm sure the people that have been experiencing it are enjoying it, and you can still go on there. Okay. Okay, here's something just came in. Hi, Ron. I recently purchased the anger clearing. After looking into different physical issues I was experiencing and what emotions may be causing the issues, a lot of it pointed towards the emotion of anger. Outwardly, no one would ever think I was angry, but I realized it was all suppressed within me. I did the anger clearing, and within 24 hours, I felt a lot of energy return back to me. I hoovered most of the house, which I had been unable to do for almost 10 years, as it would exhaust me. Amazing how much more energy I have in my body again, as this anger had been draining me. Thanks for this great clearing. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Yeah, like well, I say, you don't know what you don't know, you know. And so that's why we recommend certain clearings to get started with, the emotional, mental, probably maybe the fear, it could be anger, it could be some other like a sensory body or something, but you need to have those clearings to, you know, get yourself back to where you'd like to be. So you need to release the judgments, and these are the most common ones that are interfering with people. So back to you.
Okay. So back to another show, I think it was either last Friday or Saturday, we were talking about I want to thank the person who brought up feng shui. I used feng shui in the past, so after the show, I cleared it. Feng shui and the Bagua map on the natal barcode. Using all source energy now. No need to control the energy flow of the room with the mind and the alien-created maps. Maybe this started out as an okay thing, and the alien saw it as a way in. Thanks to Creation Lightship, source energy all the way. Very nice.
Good. Thank you. Very, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting out of the mind energy of a very old belief system, you know.
Right.
And it could have worked a long time ago, but now it's just being used as a entry point for the unwanted universal travelers to connect to you. And then that puts you on those timelines of everybody else doing feng shui. And what's their mindsets like, and you're being courted and connected to them.
Well, and the poor, unfortunate people that go into other people's homes doing their healing work, then they're being harmed without realizing they think they're helping people, but they're actually being attacked too.
Yeah, that can happen because they're moving the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say directing the energy into a certain location. And there could be an alien there who has, you know, his big screen TV across the room, you know, and he's in his comfortable chair. And the person comes in and goes, oh, boy, this does not, this doesn't work for us because it's a real, real bad spot in your house. And maybe that's where the trash cans go. And we want to get rid of the trash cans. And he's sitting there, and then somebody's trying to interrupt his energetic system. I may not be very happy with that. So you have to realize that where you are in your life and where other things that are invisible are, that's why you want to become peaceful. Because you see, you're not confronting something or pushing something away or commanding it to leave or whatever, you know. When you're in peace, then whatever is there, in the room, we'll say, it could be the meanest looking alien, but when you come to that alien with peace energy, it doesn't know what to do with it because it can't interface with you. So, yeah, there's a lot to all this here, you know, when you start looking at it. The whole thing is to become peaceful. That's what almost all the shows that we've done here, even though we get into some pretty heavy-duty issues and things, that could maybe, shock you a lot. But the bottom line is you're in the soup bowl. You might as well know what you're up against. And, you need to become peaceful to get out of there and get rid of the energetic cordings and timelines that's attached to you. So I'll do a clearing. I'll go back. We did this off and on different shows. But I'll go back 600 years to this date. And I'll just release whatever is attached to you, or your ancestors, and they're actually you now, because their energy is in you. So you're living those lifestyles of what they experienced, even though it may not be in the, covered wagon days or something. But the energy there that you're working with is going to be the same. Maybe different places, different things. You know, but here we go. Let's go 600 years from now on this day, releasing the energy that is there. You may or may not affect anything. I don't know. We'll see how you feel. So here we go. We'll count to 50 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So just see how that energy inside of you or in the room feels as you're now off of that one timeline for that date. And it had a lot of recyclings every year. So back to you, Ann.
thank you, Ron. I do feel like I got a sort of deeper sense of peace when you did that, so who knows what was going on 600 years ago. Probably nothing good. Okay, we have a request. Hi, Ron. Can you make a sample healing for the fear of death? I don't know why, but whenever I become more present, more realizing and feeling the truth in the moment, a paralyzing fear of death comes in. My body becomes almost paralyzed with this fear. Thanks.
Okay, I'll do a clearing for fear of death. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here, that's released from you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so the listener who wrote in earlier wrote, "Hi, Ron, thanks to you and others for your suggestions about removing demon attacks. You were spot on about saying that there may be two people in the same house and one is being affected by the attacks, but the other isn't. I am not affected at all after I made a decision about a year ago that these things cannot affect me, but my mother continues to be affected. I will try and figure out what other internal healings my mother needs to help stop these attacks. Thanks again."
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. And for people that are living in duality, you know, it's hard. It may not be the right word, but it's hard as you people are listening, and you may say, "I've never been attacked before," which is great. And then there's people that have been, and they're really going, "Oh boy, what can this person do? And what have I done for this?" But everything, in a sense, kind of goes full circle. So maybe you don't have it in this lifetime, but you had it in the past. But the energy could still be with you. So I would still do the timeline crashes on it, even though you're not experiencing this energy. And again, it's you know, you could say, well, since a person is under attack, you could say, man, they must be really in duality a lot to have this happen to them. And that may not be a true statement. You know, you don't know what's in their backpack. You know, maybe they were in other lifetimes an alien hunter. You know, and they went out looking, hunting down aliens. So this lifetime, they're not doing that. But the energy is still connected to them, and the aliens go, "Ah, there that person is. They killed my grandmother, and we'll get them this lifetime." So that's one way to look at it. But remember, the more that you are in peace, the more you can typically extricate yourself from the energy of cause and effect. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, and I'll ask another question here about the entity whole lifetime clearing. Hi, Ron. With regards to the half-price special you have on whole lifetime clearings, does this include the entity whole life clearing? I was just not sure whether you would class this as an external or internal energy. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Entities, you are right, are external energy. That's probably, I think, maybe the only clearing that we have on there in whole life that would indicate, you know, the entities coming to you. But remember, they could still be emotional bodies of things inside of you also that you're giving life to. So, yes, the half-price clearing would work for any whole lifetime clearing you're doing at the regular price, and then the next one is half price. So that is correct. And that's what we're giving, the discount to is the whole lifetime clearings. You won't have a discount on the bundles that we have or other clearings. It's only the whole lifetime ones. Because that's the most important for you to clear. Because that's internal energy that you need to get rid of. The external ones, you can always
deal with those later, you know. But if ascension time comes, the external energies are not going to help you do the ascension work, okay? It may get stuff off of your body, you know, like flies and stuff like that, we'll say, but you still need to do the whole lifetime one. So that's where you want to concentrate most of your healing work on, is the whole lifetime clearings, because that works internally to get rid of your stuff, and your stuff is what's drawing these, say, negative energies, whatever they'd be, coming to you. So you need to get rid of your stuff in order to have an improvement on your life. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, did the person with the fear of death do their death barcodes removal?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. I never consider that. Yeah, you need to get that.
Right.
Quite possibly they're going off and they don't know it, and they're in fear of death. Yeah. I think everybody who's done the death barcode clearing, they no longer fear death any longer. So we'll see if we get comments on that. So back to you.
Right. Now, and it reminded me of hearing a long time ago, not from you, you know, from, I don't know, maybe some psychologically oriented or New Age teacher or something, that if you imagine something horrible happening to you, your body may experience that thing. So is that true, do you think, Ron? Like, if the aliens are attacking us through thought, through our mind energy, and having us, like that person described, imagine our death or fear our death, I mean, are we taxing and even possibly harming our own bodies?
I don't think you're harming yourself, but, you know, it's, I really don't know how to answer it, you know, because, you know, if you're connected to energies outside of yourself, either knowingly or unknowingly, they still need to be released from you. That's about all that I can say on it, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, and just a reminder, if you have not done the death barcode clearing, you will want to do that, but you don't, it's not a clearing you just buy and start doing. You want to send Ron an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com and ask Ron how many death barcodes you have, and he'll answer you, and it, you know, all different numbers people get, and then you can get to work on clearing those. Okay, we have a recommendation for a BBS show in the archives. So if you're interested, you'll want to write down this date. It is from 2009, April 6th, show number 45. I don't think I realized the shows were numbered, to be honest, but okay, it's April 6th, 2009. Hi, all. I listened to a great BBS show where Ron explains light frequencies and the cloned light carrier frequencies. This is what people tap into thinking it's true light. Wonderful electrical explanation. So again, that date is April 6th, 2009. Thank you, listener. We do appreciate those suggestions for special shows to listen. If you weren't aware, all BBS, all the shows Ron has been doing since 2007 are available for you to listen to through the archives. You just click on them, whatever device you're on, and you can hear them all. Another suggestion for the person whose mother is under attack, could she need the curses, hexes, and spells clearing? I would say.
I'd say probably yes on that.
Yeah. Right.
I guess you need to be that time again, Ann. So.
Oh, it is. Wow, this show just went so fast. We have another show on BBS Radio at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. on Station 2 of BBS, and it is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so it includes a wonderful visit to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So if you can be on that show live, it's really worth it. And, of course, it's still wonderful to hear it as an archive in the future, as I know many people do that. But if you can, in any way possible, get on it live, you will not be sorry. And then, again, Sunday is a 7-hour call that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can register and pay for that on Ron's website. So thank you, Ron, and I'll say goodbye. And you can do the Mind Heart Drop.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So what you say is, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Anne. We'll see you later, everyone.